So I gave my wife, and by the way, if, you know, your wife, the mother of your children, that counts, right?
Yes.
She's looking for.
Oh, for sure.
And so raspberry jalapeno jam from Ronnie Appleseed was her first gift, and she, I asked her last night, how'd you like it? She said, oh, yeah, used it. She said it was great. So
that's awesome.
There you go.
Two thumbs up from Peggy.
Give that one a try. She loves raspberry. Well, talking about moms, how about animal moms? How about a soldier's pet Rottweiler in the UK?
Okay.
You know, they already had a big birth there this week, the royal baby. But
oh, yeah.
They were looking for six puppies. Gave birth to 16 puppies, tying a record.
Oh.
Wow.
16.
Yeah, Corporal Mark Marshall, 32-year-old infantryman. He and his wife, Laura, they have five kids already, including a newborn, at their four-bedroom house in the Army barracks. And their pregnant pet Rottweiler giving birth to 16, the largest litter born in the U.K.
Whoa.
Mark has had the litter on a military-style feeding regimen, right? Involving 40-minute spells with eight on at a time and a one-hour break for the hardworking mom,
man.
Roxy the Rottweiler.
This is like a Dalmatian plantation, but with Rottweilers. It's 101
right.
Dalmatians. They just keep getting more in that little.
My.
As soon as I heard it, there are so many pooches. Mark and Laura have had to take some of the strain off Roxy and join in by feeding some with special milk from the vets.
Oh, my.
The puppies were born in March, and now at 8 weeks old, all but one are on the verge of moving in with their new owners dotted around the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Maybe not for the mom and Rottweiler.
Right. Yeah.
But so we put out on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page, or actually the main WWIB radio Facebook page last night. What's your favorite mom-ism? One of those things that you heard your mom say, perhaps ad nauseum, and then perhaps it's coming out of your own lips now as you have children. You're saying,
oh, so many
I am my
things.
Mother.
So
I am Iron
things.
Man. I am my mother. Anna says her favorite mom-ism, if it hurts that bad, we could always just cut it off. She says, we learn not to complain about injuries.
That's
yes.
Pretty good.
Nice.
I like what Butch said, but I think he just passed that one. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Butch said, you better not sit on those cold steps. You'll get the hemorrhoids. So that's
oh.
I have not heard that mom-ism before.
I used to hear, this is my personal, I used to hear, if you make that face, it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you cross your eyes, they'll stay that way.
Leah says on the WIB Radio Facebook page, it's all fun and games until someone pokes an eye out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard.
Good times.
I heard that one before.
Running around in the basement, I did as a little kid, bang my head on our chimney in the basement and needed to get stitches. So not an eye poked out, but there you go.
Yeah, happens.
Alicia's momism: are you bleeding? Are you dying? And you're just fine.
And you're just fine. Awesome. One that is said frequently at our house is, "It ain't lost until Mama says it's lost."
Uh-huh.
That is true.
Story. We called my wife. She was in Africa. We're do you know where such and such is?
Okay.
She's just like, have you tried there? We found it. Basically guided by her from the Liberian jungle.
That is amazing.
Why can you people not?
My wife has said that our son takes after me in the inability to find things too. Like the shoes are right by the door where they always are. And
Moms
it's like
just
can't
know.
Find
can't
and then
find
and
them.
Then it's somebody stole my
yes!
such and such. Yes.
Or, Mom,
somebody entered our home, left the valuables
yes.
and the jewelry.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of that. But, yeah. but left those
left
things.
Everything
but took
else.
Your shoes or just yeah. one shoe.
At our house, I hear, Mom, you lost my. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Mom's the one that finds everything.
Yeah.
How did I lose your thing?
Sure.
Well, if you hadn't put it away.
Speaking of the house and finding things, how about cleaning the house? Brandon remembers this one. Nobody's coming. We just like to have a clean house.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my.
Yes. So lots of mom-isms. You can weigh in with yours on the WWIB Radio Facebook page.
Toto.
Let's just let this ride a little
bit. I know. I love this song. I could listen to this on endless loop.
We're talking Africa.
And everywhere you go, this soundtrack plays throughout Africa.
Does it really? Like, did you really hear it in Africa?
It just plays and just in the when the
Are
wind
blows.
Are
you seriously? No. Did you ever
teasing.
Hear this in Africa?
I don't know that I did.
Because
no.
I think it should.
But I remember one time
they
going
actually
down
have loudspeakers throughout the Serengeti that just.
It would be
I'm
weird.
Such a
Sometimes
dork,
you would
I'm like,
hear.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was teasing. It was a joke.
I need
but
more
no,
coffee.
No, it was sometimes there's this pipeline road. We're waiting forever for it to get rehabbed. And like one day, and I would go down and get bread or whatever, get gas. And And like Kenny Rogers is belting out. I'm like, this is just weird.
It just doesn't fit.
The unexpected in Africa. Yes. Here's something else unexpected. Mark actually hadn't heard of this, and he's our resident African expert.
Right.
Maybe because it was just announced. Tanzania is planning a cable car for Mount Kilimanjaro.
Huh.
I think that's about the only way I could climb a mountain.
They want to boost tourist numbers by putting a cable car on the famed Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's tallest mountain. They're in talks with a couple of companies that could build such a cable car. Around 50,000 tourists climb Kilimanjaro annually. 50,000 crazy awesome fit people. A cable car, they believe, could increase those tourist numbers by 50% by providing access to the mountain for those unwilling
yeah.
to climb.
That would be me.
Wow.
Yeah.
The country is currently conducting feasibility studies on possible routes.
Okay, here's my question I'm going to ask. That's not probably politically correct. Do you really trust a cable car in Tanzania going to the top of? I mean, is this sketchy? Would this be frightening? Is it going to actually be maintained?
Well, I mean, I think if they use Wakandan technology, I would be all right with it.
Black Panther.
Come on, guys.
Yeah,
I'm
Black
so
Panther.
Funny.
Black
right
Panther.
Now. I'm like, I feel really dumb because I don't know what
we
got to
get you guys caught up on the Marvel.
I said Black Panther, right?
Yeah, there you go. Mark got it.
And Caleb was just met with blank stares by me going, okay. Do I admit how stupid I am that I don't know what Wakanda means?
Yes.
That's amazing. Sorry.
There goes Caleb's.
Well, it's funny you say that. I mean, on our first trip over, my first trip over to Liberia, I remember we were waiting at the airport in Atlanta, and there was a guy, architectural from the East Coast, and we chatted with him quite a bit. And he was going to Ghana, and he was talking about building churches all over the world. And
cool.
The fact is, he's like, yeah, completely different in Africa in terms of the governmental standards.
Right.
Sure. Way different in terms of...
Because, I mean, I went to Ecuador. That's kind of my, little pilgrimage. And... I mean, some of the construction and safety things, they're pretty sketchy, if I can just say, pretty sketchy.
Well, I guess Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ, to die is gain, so.
But I don't want to die yet.
You don't want to die plunging from a cable car going up Kilimanjaro?
Can try hiking it, and then if that doesn't work, the cable car will be
We already learned that it takes 2.5 minutes to fall from the top of Mount Everest. I don't need to find how long it would
take
to fall.
Think about the selfies that could be taken.
Oh, that's
on
not
the
that
way down.
Yeah.
Jeffrey from Wausau hits up us up on the Wib Listener line and says he loves Africa by Toto.
Nice.
Not part of our regular playlist.
Well, we've brought Michelle into the studio, and now it's the
big reveal. She has no idea why.
Reveal.
No clue.
It's a big reveal. Michelle.
And, okay, what's going on, people?
Michelle, it's National Receptionist Day.
Oh, okay.
And we got you nothing.
We got
you
nothing.
Oh, thank you
but fame
so
and
but our sunshiny personalities
sunshine.
And a chance to chat a little bit.
I will just...
Leave the desk.
And we just love you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Now, the statistics show, the Bureau of Labor, that there are more than 1 million receptionists, but Michelle, you're 1 in 1 million.
I'm 1 in 1 million.
She
How
is.
Sweet.
Absolutely. And you're more than a receptionist. She's our traffic manager, and she makes everything happen, and she's the one that we blame when things go wrong.
Yeah. Band-Aids? You need a Band-Aid? Aspirin? I got it.
And, of course, mid-mornings with Michelle, which comes up right after Focus on the Family. So
then you guys are all receptionists at that point. So
true. Because we answer the phone.
Everybody is special.
But we don't do it well, Michelle.
Oh, you don't have any Band-Aids or aspirin or paper
clips? She even helps us, like me, at least with my clothing issues.
That's
like,
right.
I had the pockets on my pants were sewn closed the other day, and Michelle got her little scissors out. And
right. The ones from behind. That was an awkward moment.
I know. The back pockets are a little challenging. It's all good. We're friends like that.
You bring those motherly skills. Right?
Because if you lose something, I will find it. And I found something for you one day, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, I did. I think you found a check, right?
Check,
you found a check that I left in my coat. That,
Yes, it went to Goodwill, and the gentleman brought it
yes,
in
that's
later.
Right. That's right. That's amazing.
Seriously,
yes. Peggy literally peeled it off his back before they were leaving for Liberia, brought it to Goodwill, but it came back.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow.
Thank you. We need more artists to give you liners for mid-mornings with Michelle.
We
I think
Brayton
Meyer did that, right? So
yeah.
All right. We love you, Michelle.
Brayton Meyer. Brayton Meyer. Yeah.
I think my last compliment would be no one can shut down a telemarketer like Michelle.
Oh, yes. I love telemarketers.
Here's the thing. We need to be polite and kind, but we get so many robocalls here.
Oh, so many
robocalls.
From
your Google account.
Yes.
It's like, No, it's not.
Yeah.
Your warranty is about to expire. No,
it's not.
Your magazine subscription.
It's not.
We're good. And Michelle is the best at just shutting
down
cold with
Blair. I don't let them get through to
Blair.
Pat Wall the best I can or to Terry.
Yeah, right.
They don't get past
She's
me.
She's mm-hmm. the front line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I try my best.
So
anyway.
Many things. Michelle, we love you. We appreciate
thank you.
We thank you for everything you do
Golf
here.
Golf clap for Michelle.
Nice. I love you guys, too. I work for the best place on the planet. I get to work here with you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
that
your
and
gift.
The pay make it great.
Oh, yeah. And I get paid for it. Yeah, that's awesome.
To work with us.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.